I'm Tommy Reese with MTD News, in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. In a story that MTD News broke on Thursday, Roswell Superintendent Dr. Ann McElroy comments on the altercation involving two Roswell High students on Wednesday, which sent one of them to the hospital.
It was at Roswell High School. There was an incident involving some students. A student was injured. He was transported to the hospital. Doctors, as a precautionary measure, flew him to Lubbock, hit his head or something. Everything's checked out. The student has been released from the hospital in Lubbock and is returning to Roswell.
So will either student face any consequences as per student handbook policy? McElroy says the administration at Roswell High will handle that.
It could include suspension, but it could be, you know, anything up to and including suspension.
Roswell police are investigating the incident. The Drug Enforcement Agency's drop-off drug program is in its ninth year and will be held this Saturday. Heather McMurray with the DEA office in El Paso reminds folks of the prescription drug drop-off event being held across Southeast New Mexico.
Probably have about, 60 to 70 in New Mexico. Said it's this coming Saturday, October 26th. It's going to be from 10 to 2.
No illegal drugs will be allowed to be dropped off. However,
we are doing something new this year that will allow a little bit of illicit drugs. We are actually, we're working with FDA and some of our other partners, and we're actually going to take vaping devices and liquid cartridges this year. Some of those liquid cartridges do have THC oil in them, and we will take those.
For drop-off locations in your community, log on to DEA.gov and then click on the banner, log in your zip code, and it will give you drop-off locations. Odessa police are investigating the death of a man who fell from a construction site on Thursday. Police were called out to the construction site Thursday morning on Highway 191. The man was taken to Medical Center Hospital, where he later died. The Roswell City Council recently voted unanimously to place a new monument at the Roswell Convention Center to honor fallen hero Jeff Strobel. Strobel, a firefighter, died earlier this year following a massive explosion as he and several other Roswell firefighters prepared fireworks for the city's 4th of July display. The monument will cost about $3,100, and donations are currently being taken. In charge of the news, for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tommy Reese.